It's time for Thursday's Roundup. Always powered by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, Badgerland Flooring, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our show has more kick than your first sip of morning coffee. Don't miss Hank's Love Lines. Hank says if they text you back fast, you're golden. If they hit you with K, start asking questions. Kick back, tune in, and let Thursday's Roundup give your day just the right amount of unexpected.
Grab your skates, yeah, we're calling you. Galaxy Skate Center, the place to be.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Good morning, young man. The Hankster.
You kind of woke me up kind of early.
I did?
Yeah.
When I texted you?
Yeah. It's like, gosh, Phil. Where are you? It's like 3:33. Where are you? Why aren't you here? It's tough being me.
No, I don't think it was that early, and I didn't say, why are you here?
Oh.
I didn't say that at all. It was a little bit later on.
It was.
I just felt
Can
like,
I not just gloat or just, and, I you just know, make
feel,
it?
Feel like I need a maybe... some sort of covering tonight. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
For the ball game. It might rain.
I got you covered.
Yeah, you do.
So anyway, you were saying earlier, I think it was before the 6 o'clock hour, you were saying that you wasn't motivated to get your lawn mowed.
No. Well, my son stole my lawnmower.
Gosh. Well, your life is tough.
Yeah. Well, you got somebody like James that can fix anything.
You can have anything.
Yeah, sharpen the blades.
But
I don't have to do anything, but I didn't have it, so that's why I have an excuse.
But you said you wasn't motivated.
No, I'm not.
So I've put those words together. Mo-evaded. Mo. You get it?
Mo-evaded?
Mo. M-O-W. Evaded. Mo-evaded. I wasn't mo-evaded.
yeah, I guess that works.
I'm anywhere in Arkansas. Anyway, did you do anything fun last night?
I'm trying to think. Well, I had a little bit of time to, you know, clean my room.
Did you do it?
A little bit. But I get distracted. There's too many distractions.
What?
Oh, that's a cool record. Oh, man. I don't remember when I bought
that. Oh, I thought maybe you're like, oh, there's a cheese ball.
Oh, no, I don't. Oh,
that's stale.
I leave those for the mice.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Keeps chewing out of there.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it does. Oh, what do you do? I was in here for a little bit last night.
Yeah, I knew you were.
Yep.
So, but anyway, you're going somewhere tonight?
I'm going to Richland Center tonight.
Baseball or softball?
Softball, if I can get through the barrels.
Oh, yeah.
The serious thing.
Oh, my goodness.
This morning, I in the dark, I said this earlier, but I'm going through, you know, they've got it. Everything's on the eastbound lane, and they've got, like, things in the middle, not cones, but those little sticks up. And right before I turned to the radio station, I actually turned into the oncoming traffic lane. There's nobody coming, which was fortunate, but it was so dark. I'm like, I turned and like, wait a minute. No, I'm in the wrong lane, and then luckily I was right here, so I could turn into WRC.
Well, but the thing of it is, they kind of got us blocked in, so they put the asphalt, you know, on that, and it's all wrong.
In the median.
Yeah. And then it's just, like, I'm not turning there, I'll never make it.
Right. So, word to the wise, and I've kind of told some of our morning show guests that as well. If you're coming from Richland Center, it might be better to go down and then come back.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Do a little UE or whatever. Or go to Taco Bell.
Go to Taco Bell.
Have a Baja Blast
and bring us a taco or whatever you want. So, chicken tacos, please.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Chicken tacos.
Right.
What do I have for you today, young man? Oh, here we go. I already know about this one, so
what
I'm just going to say, here's your question. Have you ever lied to your best friend?
Well, first of all, you have to have a best friend. So.
Yeah. Well, let's just, have you ever lied to a friend?
So if I've lied to myself, does that count?
No, I'm going to say you lied to Marty Richards.
Well, he did it too.
And the people.
The people?
The people. You've lied to Marty and the people.
What have I lied
to? When you
about?
Say that you had nothing to do with the mud and the football.
Oh, come on.
Do it.
We're going to have a trial. We're going to select a jury of Richland County residents, and we're going to bring them in. We're going to have a trial, and we're going to have a judge, and we're going to put this to rest after all these years.
Yeah, we need to.
Because it's about time.
We have the judge.
It's about time, you know.
We have the judge.
Yeah, we do. And not credible witnesses, you know. And
you're already putting doubt in the jury's mind.
Well, no, I mean, they're probably not listening. You know, we're gonna pick people that don't listen. You know, that'd be a fair jury.
Give me one person.
There's a few. You know, but what happened was these two fellows were.
Hoodlums.
They had this other player's helmet, and they were going to put mud and leaves in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, do it. That's all. That was my contribution.
But you were a huge influencer.
No, I wasn't. I was a poor football player.
Oh, here we go.
I had no influence over anybody.
You had a lot of influence. Do it. I could just hear. So today.
So Gukkonen came out and nabbed me as well. I said, I didn't do it. But you did do it.
You're part of it. But you're like the driver in a bank robber.
But those fellows are tougher than me. I couldn't step in between them and say, you guys don't do this.
They
wouldn't have listened to me.
They would have.
No, they weren't scared of me or intimidated by me.
But you're just like a driver in a bank robbery.
And then
I didn't do it.
The fellow whose helmet it was, people think, oh, yeah, they were bullying. No. This guy was a well-known bullier too, so it was kind of like justice paying back this.
Oh, so you particular think, so fellow. Basically, you took the law into your own hands.
No, I said do it. No. It's not taking the law in my own.
It is. Both, all three of you.
Had I grabbed leaves and mud and put it in there, then I
it's the same thing.
No, well, yeah. You know, we're gonna have to settle this once and for all. Get Gukkonen down here.
It's good. You might be from Arkansas, Philip, if your drapes have peepholes.
Oh boy.
Especially in the side windows.
Does it count if the moths shoot through them or something?
No, that's normal.
Oh, or the drapes that are like stuck, you know, like bent on one side.
Yes,
can you look through? Because you're raising them up and lifting them apart. Yeah.
All right, today's game day, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what I have for you.
Oh, a fishing game.
We're going fishing.
Now, wait a minute. I don't have a DNR license yet.
We're good.
Oh, we're all right?
Yeah, we're good.
Is it a free fishing?
It's a free fishing.
Thursday?
Well, okay. Not free fishing Thursday. It's like 3 minutes.
So. Now, the biggest challenge I understand with this fishing game, and I think my kids used to have this too, these little fish, they go around and their mm-hmm. little mouths go open.
And you have to. What color of fishing pole would you like, Philip?
I think I'll take blue. That's okay. America's favorite color.
I'm going to go red. Quiz. Yeah, you did. So uh-huh. We'll turn this on.
And your biggest challenge was trying to find a C-cell battery.
I found one this morning.
Yeah.
Because
do they make C-cell
batteries? They do. And they come in packs of four.
Oh, and they're expensive.
So I have three left. Anybody want to buy a C battery?
When I turn that expense into Civic Media, they're going to wonder why you needed a C battery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go, well, Henry's playing games.
Yeah. No, I'll say he's got a boombox. He holds it on his shoulder. Carries it around.
Right, so how you want to do this?
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, are we going to do it by the time? Because we both get to play at the same time.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just time it
out. Do you have a timer up there?
And who has the most at the end of the time will win.
So we're going to start. Ready?
Well, wait. Wait till till it gets to 30.
How long are we going to go? 30 seconds? We're going to go a minute? What are we going to do?
I think we'll go a minute.
Okay.
In this fishing game. Ready, set, go! Oh, boy.
Well, it's harder than it looks.
Well, how come their mouths aren't very wide open? There we go.
Did you get one?
I have two. When I used to go fishing on the Willow Creek, my sister Sue would pull every fish out, and I would sit there and not get a bite.
Really?
So this is kind of similar. Of course, I was throwing rocks in the creek, and sometimes I fell in, too, so... Oh, yes.
Can I steal your fish?
No. One fish, two fish, red three. Fish, blue fish.
I don't know.
Man.
Oh, does he count?
Boy, this is something else. It's like catching minnows or something. We're about there. Come on, baby, come on. Oh, time is up. Hey, that didn't count.
That counted. It was right on. How many did you get? Three, six, nine, ten.
One, two, three, six, nine, ten. Oh, there's one more fish. Come on. He's the, I think he's a red horse. Oh, come on. That ain't
Got him.
Fair.
Got him.
That ain't fair, Hank.
But, so I cheated again.
Well, yeah. Well, that was it was past 30 when you got that other one, too.
You win then, Phil. I'm not going to argue with you.
Wait a minute. Let's go to the review in New York.
Yeah. It counted.
It counted. Oh, boy, Hank. That was fun.
It's a neat game.
That was refreshing.
But you know what? It's very, very... trying to catch these things in a mouth, it's not how easy you think it is.
You got to wait.
You do. It's a very patient game.
Ages 3 and up.
Well, that's... So we just... Are we... Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, well, is that maturity level or is that...
I don't know. That doesn't say... Well, we're 3 for sure. Maybe.
Wow. Okay. Well,
but anyway, yeah.
That was fun and refreshing. Much better luck with that than the real thing.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And the... My good buddy Steve Colstead likes to tell the story about taking me fishing, my son James, and he had his grandson, and we were there, and all of a sudden, the next thing I know is I hear my son James and Zach saying, "Let's put a minnow in his mouth." Yeah, let's do it. And I'm like...
That's you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, no. No, I woke up in time.
Well, did you hear about my fishing story? I've been fishing one time in my life.
One time? That's
one time.
All?
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the, that was like, it was a prerequisite in Pea Ridge before I could graduate.
Well, I tell you what, the real quick story. My uncle Renard took me to this little place. It was just a pond, no bigger than their whole lot here, okay? And it was stacked with catfish. And he put his little boat out there. And I've never fished before in my life, and it was all catfish. I was probably 10, 11. I remember throwing the line. I've caught one fish in my life, Phil. And I remember throwing my line out there, got a catfish, and just started reeling him in. You know, my uncle was helping me. And so I got him, and I looked at what I do. He goes, "Just grab him." So the little fish, I put my hand down there, and it stung me.
Oh, yeah, they will.
And it hurt. And I threw my rod and pole back in the pond, jumped out, went and went into the truck, and that's the last time I went fishing.
One bad catfish.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, boy. That was... I still feel the pain of that fish.
That's too bad.
Horrible.
That's too bad, Hank.
So
that sounds like you need some counseling on that one.
Well, no, I'm good. I'm not a fisherman.
No,
and here's the thing. And I would probably enjoy it today. I just don't know how to do it.
I like eating them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But my thing is, I just have the attention span of a 2-year-old because I throw it in there and then I start thinking about 100 things I should be doing.
Oh,
and I can't relax.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you're probably right. But to me, it's just love to learn how to fish, but I don't know.
Well, so, I'm sure there's a lot of guides out there that will take you along.
But never see me again.
Got to be quiet. Well, no, that's another misnomer. You know, used to, hey, be quiet, you're going to scare the fish. I guess that's not true.
Yeah, it's shadows, I think.
I think it's more vibrations on the ground. But your voice, that's what I've heard. But they used to, well, we can't catch any fish. Phil won't shut his mouth. It's like, no.
They like my voice.
Yeah.
Don't forget my love
line. Oh, yeah,
Here you go.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Well, hey there, sweetheart. Did you set down in a sack of sugar? Or did a pecan pie explode nearby? Because you're looking so sweet, I'm getting a cavity just standing here grinning.
Oh, boy. Don't use that one today. No. Don't use that one.
Have a good day, my man. Be kind.
We'd like to warn all the residents of the North Crawford School District that...
I'm coming.
Yeah.
Have some pecan pie.
He'll be there.
Hey, best pecan pie ever will be next week at Riverdale's softball jamboree that they have.
Yeah.
I think it's Bess Anderson's.
You're going to buy
it? Oh, yes. 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 So, anyway.
Save me a little sliver.
Not happening.
All right.
Have a good day, buddy.
That's
be kind.
Hank Ray.